Might be the Martian warlords and the unclucky Martian that couldn't flee. Junked up, edgy bugger. Falling far away from home, a polarity of immolation obfuscates all those rectangular senses buried within. A quirk in vibration, a quirk in tone. With the words that first force sound from speckled lips the bugger spews, last call. Spinning still, the last call, spinning down, but no one, and I mean the no one I could see, cared enough about astronomy to hitch their rocket ship to me. And so I'd trip the sidewalk waltz, thinking of celebrity and star. In 30-second spans, I know who I know I am. One part mandrake, two petals squared, sup the milk, but beware of the poppy dry. Clean-picked hallucinations, free to dream of a day yet appeared, where imagination becomes blurred, replications of a knowledge plan, where everything we've grown to understand is clear to see, the darkness drifting from that day until those hours of conduction fashioned such a stance. And he fills the chalice high of the martyrs and the saints, the masses and the clans of all those ever dreaming as a drive to dream out loud, to explain for discovery and not for surprise, and to do so without the ogling eye of an effigy. Once was determined a man, so until such a day breathes my air, I will walk as best I can, with granite ankles making concrete steps across a universe made of sand.